January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the Earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends when I'm a road.
Did you see it take off?
No, I'm not talking about the market, although we are going to talk about the market. I'm talking about the rocket. The Falcon Heavy took off and flew. It flew straight and true. And folks, that's what we do. We give it to you straight and true. That's right. We're the American Adversaries. It is drive time, prime time. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. As we come to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. Of course, your Alexa devices, and also on AM660TheAnswer.com, and you can still download the free Answer Orlando app. All right, we are in the Relax in Comfort studios, and relaxing as he's preparing to go do some union boss business. Of course, that would be the union boss himself, Michael McBath. He's in the studio, sporting his Masters shirt there.
I wish I could play golf like the shirt would indicate that I'm a reasonable golfer. You know, people wear these shirts. Go, I get, what are you, a 2 handicap? Yeah. I said, no, closer to 200.
Yeah,
you
know? Okay. Man. That's Mike. He'll be out the rest of the week doing union boss business with the NFL. And I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Nick LoCicero is on the bridge, and we do invite you to call at 407-774-8255. We are going to talk about the market. Abe Katzman is going to join us live from Jerusalem. And also, we got more memo stuff to talk about as well. But I want to start tonight with something it's sort of local news, even though it didn't happen here. And here's what I mean by that. I have a family who's friends of mine. As a matter of fact, the mother in the family has been on the show. It's been several years ago. It was in relation to ALS and raising money and awareness about that disease. And she had a son and two daughters. And one of the daughters and one of the sons got into the acting business and have been very successful. As a matter of fact, Christian was the only human being in the Jim Henson movie. Mm-hmm. When he was a kid.
Right.
All right. He played Jim Henson as a kid. And Arielle Kebble has been in numerous movies, many Hallmark movies. She's been in numerous TV series. She's in the new movie. I think it's called 30 Shades Freed. It's just getting ready to come out. Well, her older sister, Julia, has gone missing in California. They're from here in Winter Park. I haven't seen the parents. I used to see these folks on a regular basis. I still consider them to be friends, even though I haven't seen them for some time. But they're great kids. Ariel has put out an alert on her Facebook and her Twitter asking for help. Now, she went missing in California. She was walking her dog at 10 o'clock at night. I'm sorry, 11 o'clock at night, and on January the 31st. And that's the last anyone has seen of her. So I know that's out there, and we're back here. But I'd just like to ask you folks to put her in your prayers tonight. That's Julia Kebble. Julia Kebble. And Ariel is her sister, and Christian and their parents, I know, have to be just beside themselves with worry. And it's you know.
What was the town in California, Chris?
I'll have to pull it up. Okay. They lived in the Los Angeles area.
Los Angeles.
Yeah, and I know Julia had worked for one of the biggest talent agents out there. I don't know if she still was or not. Like I said, it's been a couple of years since I've seen them, but I used to see them weekly, and they're great folks, great family, and Ariel's loaded with talent. And she can't sing, though.
Well, I know a few other people can't either.
I tried to give her some pointers, but I can't either. Yeah. And I don't want to lighten this up too much, but I do want to impress on you. I really would like you to be praying tonight for Julia Kebble and her family and friends who are so worried. And her dog, her lab, Cindy, is missing with her. And once again, it's been since 11 p.m. their time, January 31st. So it is certainly a cause for alarm. The law enforcement agencies out there are asking the local community for their help. And so we'll do what we can here by praying. So once again, please put out a prayer for Julia Kebble. Okay, and we'll keep you updated. Hopefully it'll be good news. Pray that she's found alive and well. Primarily, let's pray that she is found. So, with that, market news.
Okay, Chris, you know, I could say this was a very favorable day for the market. I mean, you know, we're all aware that the market has volatility. We've never seen volatility like this. Today, we had the second most volatile day in the history of the market in points. We ended up the day up about 2.3%.
And once again, this is relative.
Right, this is relative.
Right, we're talking numbers, not necessarily percentages.
We were up 2.3%. The market was up about 570 points. We had a spread of about 1,100 points from the top to the bottom. I think, again, you see the numbers coming out, and people should realize, like, 80% of the companies reporting now, earnings are above the estimate. You know, the economy is in fine shape. I think this is extremely comfortable, you know, to see a correction like this, particularly the Dow did break below the 10% from the high earlier today, which means technically you were in a correction. So did we have a 10% correction? Yes, we did. When did the market really accelerate upwards? It accelerated upwards in about the last 10 minutes of the day. The bottom for the market was at the very beginning of the day. And as like we mentioned even the other day, you know, an interesting point is if you participate in these markets, just make sure if you're a retired person or something, you know, look at some of these dividend stocks that have come way down that are high quality. You know, maybe like utilities. We all know utilities go down when interest rates go up, but we know they also anticipate interest rates going up, and a lot of them are down near their lows for quite a while. So, you know, something like that. You know, you get a 5% dividend, you can play the game, buy it a lot cheaper. You know, so there's a lot of things you can do. But, you know, just know why you're investing and always be comfortable with what you invest in and plan to hold it. But, again, great day for the market. I will say one very good sign is, you know, gold has been struggling in a sense that it really hasn't accelerated up here in the last couple of days. It was actually down about $11 a day. Which means if there was really terror, tremor, people would be running to gold. It's called a flight to safety, and you do not see that. And again, as this 10-year Treasury, This is also worked by the government. You know, the 10-year Treasury, remember just a day ago when everybody was traumatized, oh, my God, it's at 2.88, it's going to 3. Then it drops like 10 basis points. Now it popped up a little bit. But the reality of it is there are ways to hold rates in line. The only thing I do warn everybody, and I know Trump's aware of this, this trade deficit is really running, you know, it's getting bigger and bigger. And
well, that's before the benefits of the tax cut.
Hopefully, yeah. And also, because I think he has all the reason for tariffs or whatever in something, right, because we got to stop this leakage. It's just too much.
The cool thing about the tax cut is it's going to bring in more revenue to the government than the government's ever seen in its life before. If they can just resist the effort, the urge to spend it all. A couple of other things. You know, yesterday was actually the first day on the job of the new Fed guy. So it was fine. Howdy do, right?
Yeah. Hello. Welcome to the jungle, my friend.
Maybe there was something in that, sending him a bit of a message that if you get too frisky with those interest rates, here's what's waiting for you on the other side, right?
Right.
Also, there were earnings numbers out again today, very positive earnings numbers, and the economic outlook going forward is still positive. Now, the market was getting a little ahead, and it needed to kind of, you know, allow things to catch up a little bit.
People have to remember, the economy is not the stock market.
Right, and the stock market is a leading indicator, and sometimes it can get out a little too far out front, and then you get a little bit nervous, and they want to back off a little bit. And I think that's what we're seeing happening here, and allowing the P.E. ratios to readjust after earnings seasons. And then, but once again, the trajectory, like that rocket today, is up for the economy. And so that is going to, you know, drive things likewise.
And also remember, the Dow and the S&P, as of the close of the day, is on the positive side for the year. And if we just get back to where we were before we had this downturn, that would be a pretty good year because you'd end
already
up, yeah. I mean, you've done very well. I'm sitting there going, boy,
what
I wish
you
that
saw
could
today
happen all
too,
the time.
You saw some pretty wild gyrations today.
Very much
and
so.
And I think what you saw is people were looking for opportunities. And when they hit, they jumped in and they snagged them. And they, you know, they were ready to go.
And plus, they're
and so that's why the market could only go down. The pressure was started out to push the market down. But the buyers just wouldn't let it happen. They kept coming in.
Right, I mean, there's a lot of money around, which we all know that, right? A lot of money around. Where's the money going to go? You know, so the point is you are going to, your tendency to go north, I think, is going to be a lot stronger than south over the next few months. So I wouldn't lose too much sleep, but I would just know what I'm buying. That's the most. And then for you Bitcoin fans, oh boy, you know, it broke below 6,000 today. So we'll see where we're going. And that I'm not going to identify with the market.
All right.
We'll see where we're headed in that aspect.
By the way, you had asked what town Julia went missing in, and it was the Silver Lake area of Los Angeles, evidently.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Once again, you are listening to the American Adversaries. By the way, Ford and GM were the next two to come out. I mean, GM had great numbers.
And they were up. The stock was up over $2 a day, which is a big move, you know, for GM.
And Ford actually came out today. They had some good numbers, too. And they're going to pass some of the crumbs on.
Yeah, they're going to a lot of crumbs. They're going to give payouts up to $7,500.
Sweet.
In the profit-sharing plans. You'll like this for their 50,000-plus employees. $7,500, boy. And then Ford came out again, and again, these companies are doing profit-sharing contributions. They're giving cash out. This is terrific, absolutely terrific.
And once again, the economy is fixing to roar.
But, Chris, isn't that before we move on? But I think what was stated yesterday with all these hundreds of major companies, you know, making cash distributions and everything, they know what the ramifications of this tax cut is to their business. They can see early projections. To me, that's the most comforting of any analyst's opinion or anybody on radio and TV, because who is the most vested interest of all before you make a payout to your employees? They know if I do this, I'm still in great shape and I can absorb this, but I'm looking out the front door and it looks awful good. That's what really gives me great encouragement to the direction of the market upwards.
In fact, the protest you're now hearing from a lot of liberals and some economists
is
economy is too hot.
Oh,
the economy
yeah.
is too hot, especially if it grows at 5% like the Atlanta Fed said.
Well, Chris, they said, too, that Barack Obama should be rewarded because he was actually the one that created the stock market. Okay, well, then I guess it's his fault it fell this way.
Yeah, right,
you know, well,
right.
Actually, it's not his fault. You know, somebody else. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
All right.
You know?
Okay, I tell you what, we're going to go ahead and take a break. Abe Katzman, once again, is going to be joining us live from Jerusalem. And, yeah, Fox is just pointing out this Edwin Jackson, once again, who was killed by the twice-deported illegal immigrant.
Of which the president commented on that, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, yeah, so anyway, we'll be watching all these stories and keep you updated as we go along. Once again, you are listening to The American Adversaries. You can follow us on Facebook. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter at Chris Hart Radio. And don't forget to check out our website. That's AmericanAdversaries.com, where you can email me. You can check out all our great sponsor ads where they're linked up to their websites. You can also join the American Adversaries Army there. And take advantage of all of that, please. We'll be right back.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We still have I-4 slowdown starting at about Altamont Springs. It doesn't clear up until after the Millennia area. Highway 50 is slow from about the Orlando Executive Airport to also the 441. 408 westbound is congested until about John Young Parkway coming in from I-4. You have a crash on I-4 eastbound right before you get to the downtown area that's causing slowdowns. The 408 eastbound is fairly clear, though, but the ramps leading to it are congested. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I just love that music, and I love the fact that it means Abe Katzman is getting ready to join us. Once again, he's coming to us tonight live from Jerusalem. Thanks so much, Abe, for being with us. We so very much appreciate that. How's your week been going so far?
So far, fine, except that I watched the Super Bowl, which doesn't end here until about 5:30 in the morning.
I was going to ask you about that. First of all, how'd you like the game, and did it come out the way you wanted it to?
It was entertaining. I didn't have much of an emotional stake in the outcome, so it was okay. I'm not sure that either defense, that they whoever handles the uniforms is going to have to pre-treat them in order to get them clean. An awful lot of missed tackles, blown coverages, but hey, it's always fun to watch teams run up and down the field and score lots of points.
So, but I get the idea, Abe, that you are
exciting.
You're a Patriot fan, right? I get that idea.
look, I don't. There, I'll tell you this: in Israel,
he's a Seahawks.
The Patriots
fan.
Are liked. I'm a Seahawks fan. That's,
yeah.
That's really where
yeah.
I am. But in Israel, the Patriots, this is one place in the world that people like the Patriots.
Really?
And it's really more because of the owner than anything else.
Bob Kraft.
Robert Kraft
yep.
has put a lot of money into putting football on Israel's radar. He's created leagues and built fields and a stadium. He brings NFL players here. He's brought the Lombardi Trophy to Israel. So people pay attention, and that's the identification is with Robert Kraft. So that's sort of the Patriots in some ways, maybe Israel's team.
Abe, I got a question for you. A week ago, we did a big NFL players event at the Pro Bowl here in Central Florida. And one of the fellows I had speak, who's a PhD at UCF, happens to be head of the national team in Israel. I think he's a dual citizen. He fought in the Israeli army. He was a major in the Air Force and still is. And from my understanding, he is the head of the national team that plays like Switzerland, you know, and a couple other, you know, they don't play many games. But he said he was financed completely by Kraft. And, you know, he's going back over there for about 3-4 months, you know, to get the team back together again and, you know, work with the promotion of the sport throughout Israel. And this guy is extremely knowledgeable in that area. And, you know, he just loves football. And but he is supposedly the head guy of that national team. His name is Jay Hoffman.
It all sounds right. I paid closer attention to it a couple of years ago when I had mm-hmm. a nephew who was in the league here. But I know that it's become increasingly popular. The league has grown. I think we talked about this once before, that we've actually there's actually an Israeli player, first Israeli-born player to get a college scholarship.
Wow.
An Israeli lineman.
Yeah, he said the one quality, he said, the team is big, but it's slow.
That would describe this guy.
They're working on team
he
speed.
He is strong, but he's I forget the name of the school, Division II school, but
right.
he got a full ride.
But he did say that they liked it because he was a major and is, I guess he still is, you know what I mean, technically. But he said that they love the sport because of the disciplinarian aspect of it, you know, relative to the military. And he said, you know, we're 100% behind it. And obviously he tried out for two NFL teams. Now he was cut, which is okay. Most guys get cut. But very knowledgeable man and holds a PhD, and I think it's in neurology, and good guy.
So,
yeah, well, look, it's a game that is that works hand in hand with military, with you know, kind of a military mentality.
Right.
So it's probably good to have these guys. Everybody knows they've got an assignment. It's all about the group. It's not about any one man, more than in any other sport, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Except for Brady, it is all about one man. 505 yards.
You got to have the guys that can catch those balls.
That one man didn't take him over the finish line.
Okay, Abe, we got to take a break. When we come back, though, we got a lot of other topics we're going to take up with you. So, ladies and gentlemen, please stay with us. You are listening to the American Adversaries. Abe is coming to us live tonight from Jerusalem, and we so much appreciate that. You can visit his website. That's abekatzman.com. abekatzman.com.
But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. I ain't got no
home. FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. SpaceX has hit a rocket straight out of the park on the first test flight of its big new rocket. The Falcon Heavy rocket blasted off Tuesday afternoon from the same Florida launch pad used by NASA nearly 50 years ago to send men to the moon. Not only did the rocket lift a red sports car into orbit, two of the three boosters came back and landed upright at Cape Canaveral. There was no immediate word on whether the center booster managed to touch down on a floating platform 300 miles offshore. President Trump says the stupidity of the nation's immigration laws is allowing violent gangs like MS-13 to flourish in the U.S. Mr. Trump says thousands of people are arrested and deported, but that some come back. He says the situation won't improve until the U.S. changes its immigration laws. After a seesaw day on Wall Street, the Dow closed up 567 points. The NASDAQ rose 148. This is SRN News.
News and the latest answer traffic now.
Hollywood actress and Winter Park native Ariel Kebble is using her celebrity to find her sister, Julia, who has been missing since January 31st. Julia was last seen walking her dog in the Silver Lake area of Los Angeles. People reported there was a fire in Julia's apartment the day she went missing, and Kebble created the hashtag #BringJuliaHome to help spread awareness of Julia's disappearance. Anybody with any information about Julia's disappearance is asked to call the Los Angeles Police Department at 213-996-1800. Finally, after several pushbacks, the most powerful rocket on the planet has taken off. The SpaceX Falcon Heavy is the most powerful operational rocket in the world by a factor of 2, with the ability to lift almost 64 metric tons, which is greater than a 737 jetliner loaded with passengers, crew, luggage, and fuel. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk is sending up his own personal Tesla Roadster for this test flight with a dummy named Starman in the driver's seat. I'm Zwayne with your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You have slowdowns on I-4 starting back in Lake Mary. You also have slowdowns in Longwood and Altamont Springs. Your main slowdowns, though, started about Maitland all the way to downtown Orlando. Even past it, it clears up after the Millennia area, and then you're congested again until about Celebration. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about I-4. 408 westbound is congested until right after John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is fairly clear with the exception of some congestion in the Azalea Park area and the 417. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hey, y'all. This is heavyweight professional wrestler Sam Houston. You know, I know true champions in the political professional wrestling ring. The American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer. These guys pile drive liberal baloney.
All right. Welcome back to the show, folks. Thanks so much for being with us. I am Christopher Hart, along with Mike McBath. And joining us live from Jerusalem is Abe Katzman. Our phone number is 407-774-8255. You are listening to the American Adversaries. And Abe, you know, over here, the big news, you know, over the last week or so has been these memos and what I'm calling memo mania. You got so far two Republican memos out, one from the House, one from the Senate, and now you got a Democrat memo floating around out there. First of all, is it making much news over there? And is it Is it dawning on folks that this also involves the Obama administration and corrupt agencies throughout the government, it would appear, because supposedly now there's going to be another memo coming out involving the State Department. Go ahead.
The degree to which the Obama administration corrupted institutions that were not supposed to be political is disturbing, and I think we're only going to keep on uncovering more and more of it. The memos, surprisingly, have not made that much of a splash here. Maybe it takes a little bit more of a scandal to develop, to ferment a little bit before it will get everyone's attention. But there is something did get attention here.
It also has to be a little bit of a surprise, and this probably isn't much of a surprise over there.
It's also true. Yeah.
All right, I cut you off. Go ahead.
That's okay. There were accusations or rumors flying around that the Obama administration was using the IRS. We know that they were targeting, they were using their tax-exempt power to target Tea Party organizations and certain other domestic organizations, but there were also these rumors that they were going after pro-Israel organizations. And these rumors have now been confirmed. The IRS settled a case, a fairly substantial case, actually. There was an organization back in 2009 that was formed that was called Z Street. I think that was supposed to compete with J Street, which was a very left-wing Jewish organization that was kind of the darling of the Obama administration. This was an organization created to educate Americans about Israel, about the Middle East, about the terror threats facing Israel. Their application for tax-exempt status was held up. They contacted the IRS, and they were actually told that the processing was taking longer because the application was getting special scrutiny because it was related to Israel. And there are applications being sent to a special office in Washington to review whether the applicant's policy positions conflicted with those of the Obama administration. And in this case, the policy they were talking about was that a Jewish presence across the Green Line, so we're talking about areas including Jerusalem in Israel, that a Jewish presence across the Green Line is inconsistent with U.S. policy. This is actually stunning. And in fact, there was apparently testimony where an IRS manager even said in sworn testimony that he needed to investigate whether this organization was funding terror. Now, this organization didn't even spend money outside of the U.S. It was advocacy and education regarding Israel. At the same time, the IRS was giving tax-exempt status to dozens of organizations that explicitly stated that the money was going to Gaza under Hamas. What's the U.S. policy there?
Right.
This is, and it just gets worse and more and worse. It turns out that some of the way they were figuring out which organizations, they were collecting lists of organizations based on information from anti-Israel websites. There's one called the Electronic Intifada. You can imagine how pro-Israel like that would be.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
And there's another one called Mondeweiss, which is so far off the rails that even the Daily Cause, which is pretty far off the rails itself, has banned using anything from this site because of its recurring anti-Semitism. These were the websites that they were using to draw up the list of organizations that they were going to give special scrutiny to. Could you imagine if the Trump administration were doing something like that, using the Klan website, if there is such a thing,
right,
to figure out which organizations it should go after?
That's
Abe, how long were you aware of this?
Tough.
How long were you aware of this? Because what still kills me is the amount of Jewish people in, you know, the Palm Beach area on down that voted for Obama the second time. First time, I met.
Well,
and I know they're liberal, and I get it.
Yep.
Weren't they aware of these things and the funneling and everything else?
This was, like I said, more or less rumors at the time. And I think the people you're talking about are there, if they're willing to believe this, and considering that the IRS, you know, settled this case and came out, including an apology.
Right.
It's kind of hard not to accept it. I think it is dawning on a lot of people. I think for the last year, people who had supported the Obama administration, some of them are still very much invested in it, but a lot of them, and this started really with the UN resolution last year, where they didn't back Israel,
right.
So that stunned a lot of people. I think people thought that was really kind of an unnecessary parting shot. And then you have things like this, and more stories come out from diplomats who tell their stories about their dealings with the administration. And we see more and more what was going on with Iran and what was going on with how they stopped enforcement of laws against Hezbollah in order to keep the Iran deal going. You know, these types of things only point in one direction. You're not finding competing stories saying the opposite. Add that to the apparent corruption that you see from the memos,
yeah,
and you see that it was both corrupt and corruptly anti-Israel.
Yeah, and that it goes, unfortunately, evidently much deeper than the Obama administration. It includes them, but you said this IRS agent took it upon. I didn't know IRS had guys investigating terrorism. I can understand, following money, but I'm trying to say? There are other agencies that I thought were more, equipped to do that sort of thing.
This was an initiative.
Yeah.
This was an Obama initiative from the IRS and the State Department.
I see.
They wanted to see whether they could deny or revoke tax-exempt status based on policy.
Right.
Not based on compliance, based on consistency with Obama policy.
Yeah.
They tried this a few times. There were efforts, and they made it a point. There's also evidence that when they were doing this sort of thing, they made sure not to. Somebody emailed her supervisor saying that she was going to answer his questions, but not on email.
So, oh, great! Yeah, I can understand why.
What's going on?
Yeah. I tell you what. All right, well, let's talk about things in Israel for a moment. You mentioned Iran a minute ago. Am I to understand that the up-and-coming next Grand Ayatollah, Grand Mufti, whatever they call him over there, is now making his rounds, visiting the area, and got as close to the Israeli border that he could see it in Lebanon?
Yeah, the Sayyad Ibrahim Raisi. I think that's a name we may have to know soon, because he seems to be the handpicked successor to Ayatollah Khamenei. So he was in Lebanon, and he toured the Israel-Lebanon border with Hezbollah and Iranian officers. Interestingly, I don't believe that there were Lebanese military people with them.
Why?
not that the Lebanese military is an independent entity anymore.
I was going to say, they just get in the way.
They didn't even bother pretending.
They just get in the way anyway, right? I mean,
yeah.
Don't make it a laughing matter, though, but obviously he's sending a signal, right? Because he didn't.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. First, he was very, in case anybody didn't get it, he proclaimed that Jerusalem's liberation is near. And this is probably to symbolize a few things. He's probably signaling a few things. One is that Iran is not being deterred by any Israeli actions, or at least they're acting that way. I think another important one here is that the decision of whether Lebanon ends up going to war, with Israel is going to be made in Tehran, not in Beirut. I think that's a pretty clear signal from this also. This right. is, you know, look, these are, it's so odd when you talk about this as if this is normal stuff that's happening. But, you know, you can't help but kind of laugh at how this stuff is, you know, what's happening here, as serious as it is.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Iran has sort of done the same thing with Saudi Arabia, had this proxy war in Yemen, and perhaps they're angling to do the same thing with Israel in Lebanon, except maybe to take the fight more into Israel might be their designs. At least we got a guy in the White House, though, that will do what he can to prevent that sort of thing. Go ahead. You're going to say something.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, the other things that have been going on at the same time is in Syria, there have been 6 chemical weapon attacks in the last 30 days. And in fact, in the last one, it was determined that these were weapons made with equipment sold by Germany to Iran by a company called Krempel, I think is the name. Mm. So on the rocket, on the whatever was left over of the rocket, you could clearly see Krempel and made in Germany.
Oh, boy.
You know, let's just say the Jewish state takes special notice when German equipment is used by Iran to deliver chemical weapons.
And by the way, General Mattis was asked about this the other day, and he says they can plan on, if they confirm this, they can plan on a similar response as they got the last time, but that they were thinking that it was sarin gas as well, which is a much deadlier, worse gas than just your, you know, chlorine black gas or whatever. Right. So, anyway.
John Kerry had gotten rid of all of them, so it can't really be a problem.
Another question, Abe. How is the uprising in Iran? Has it settled down and dissipated, or where are we in this? Because we don't hear much.
We don't hear anything.
We don't hear any. I know.
Yeah.
I don't know what. It's very hard to know what's going on. Again, there wasn't a particular focal point or person that you can kind of look at here and say, oh, he's in prison, it's crushed. So it sort of evaporated, although I don't think it's gone. And the other thing that's been going on there is they've been having hijab protests.
Yes.
Where women are protesting the requirement that they wear the headscarf, and they're going with they're baring their hair and getting arrested.
Yeah. It's like the women are the ones who are stepping up here, and these are going on, and it's my understanding it's mainly younger women, in their 20s and younger. So.
Wait, maybe they're watching The View. I don't think so.
If they are, they're watching the wrong
women. I can tell you that.
I'm telling you what. Hey, Abe, can you stay with us through a break for one more second?
Sure.
All right, we got to take a break.
Do.
All right, when we come back, Abe's going to be with us again. We got a couple more topics. I'm sure you haven't heard anything about over here. We're going to hear all about from Abe Katzman. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut, impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort,
where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You have slowdowns on I-4 starting back in Lake Mary. You also have slowdowns in Longwood and Altamont Springs. Your main slowdowns, though, started about Maitland all the way to downtown Orlando. Even past it, it clears up after the Millennia area, and then you're congested again until about Celebration. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about I-4. 408 westbound is congested until right after John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is fairly clear with the exception of some congestion in the Azalea Park area and the 417. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, indeed, Abe Katzman is still with us. And 407-774-8255 is the number. Abe, let me ask you something. We got a caller who called in yesterday, and I had seen some of this story, but I didn't know enough of it to say exactly what was going on. Evidently, there are some migrants from Africa who are going to be deported from Israel. Is that true? And what's the story, please?
Yeah. How long ago? I don't know. Let's say 12 years ago, maybe a little bit more. There began what was initially a trickle of migrants, mostly from Eritrea, some from Sudan, and they started flooding into the country and ended up with about, I think, somewhere between 60 and 100,000 of them. They've been deporting. They've been holding them, deporting them when they can. But there are a number of them who have actually settled, really settled in. I guess they're sort of the Israeli version of the Dreamers or the DACA.
I was just getting ready to say that. Yeah. Sounds very familiar. Yeah. What you're describing here. Anyway, go ahead. Go ahead.
So now they estimate there are 38,000 total. And they've just mailed notices to 20,000 of them who are male, unmarried males. Anybody married and any children are not being, nobody's deporting them. And what they're doing is they're asking them kind of to self-deport. If they do it, they get, if they go voluntarily, they get $3,500 in cash and a one-way ticket to an as-yet unnamed country. They won't say who it is. They just say it's a place that's not war-torn, but nobody is willing to say exactly where. I'm sure it'll come out soon enough. There's a lot of resistance to this, a lot of people who feel that it is wrong for a Jewish state to do, you know, even if they're economic refugees, they're still refugees. It's wrong to take part in these deportations. There have been pilots who are refusing to fly them. But it turns out, though, I mean, it's very easy to kind of play this emotionally and pull at the heartstrings. But they are, you know, they have actually given asylum to about 1,000 of refugees from Darfur. They've given them political asylum here. And it's not just Africans. There have been 4,000 illegal Ukrainians and Georgians, I think, who were deported just last year. In the past, Israel's taken in actual, you know, real refugees. Israel took in boat people from Vietnam,
right?
And people from Bosnia and Kosovo and Eritrea and Sudan. And it's tough because this is, from a PR standpoint, Israel's going to take a hit. But, you know, security comes first. Policy comes first. These are the areas where they are concentrated. Have become very dangerous places.
I was getting ready to ask
if there was crime. time.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once again, sounds so familiar as to what we're having to deal with.
It's not the young mothers and fathers. It's not, right. And it's not the little kids.
All right.
So, Abe, is there any service requirement by these people?
No, but there are. I do know of at least. I think on a case by case basis, they can volunteer to serve. I think. I'm not certain, but I know of one who did. At least he went through the high school system here, I think, and then came out and wanted to serve, and he did.
All right. I saw on Twitter that there was a knife attack, a terrorist attack yesterday. It was like in broad daylight, and there was a security camera version that I could see, and a guy looked like he was just standing waiting for a bus or something, and a guy walks across the street and starts stabbing him. Did the victim survive, and have they caught the perpetrator?
The victim did not survive. The victim survived for a few moments, was able to run across the street.
Right. He actually ran across.
Down a bus.
Right.
And in the commotion, a passing Israeli military officer driving by saw the attack and did succeed in at least hitting the assailant with his car, but apparently not doing too much damage, except that the assailant dropped the knife and his bag that he was holding, which had his ID in it. So they knew exactly who it was. It turns out it's actually an Israeli Arab, which is disturbing in its own right. On the other hand, his mother, I was very impressed. His mother condemned this, and mother actually lives in Haifa, which is Israel's third largest city, and it's a mixed city. It's mixed Arab, Israeli Arab, and Israeli Jew. Anyway, as a result, the military has been trying to close in on the assailant, who's still on the run. They surrounded the house of his father in the town of Nablus, but then they were attacked by 500 Palestinians who started throwing rocks at them and everything. In the ensuing clashes, supposedly there has been one Palestinian killed, 47 injured. These are, I will put an asterisk next to that, these are numbers provided by the Palestinian Health Service. They may be accurate, but they may be
inflated.
They may be propaganda.
Yeah.
You don't know.
But most definitely. All right. Well, we're going to have to leave it there, Abe. We're out of time tonight. I know it's late for you over there. Thanks so much for staying with us. And we'll be praying for you, the victim's family, and, of course, all of Israel as well. And so you stay safe over there, my friend.
Thanks. This is an early night compared to last night, but thanks.
All right.
Abe, one quick note. Okay, did you know that there's a little spat between Kraft and Arthur Blank, you know, the owner of the Falcons?
I did not know that.
Well,
that
what happened was, this is a true story.
Quick, make it quick.
Yeah, the Patriots put 283 little diamonds on their ring when
from
they played
year.
The Falcons in the Super Bowl, and you know what it was symbolized? The score 28-3.
The comeback.
Kraft did not appreciate it. This was hilarious.
Yeah. Kraft goes out and rubs it in.
Blank,
boy.
Should I see you somewhere? I don't know where.
All right, Abe, God bless you. Have a great week.
Thank you.
All right, once again, that is Abe Katzman, and he's coming to us live from Jerusalem. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. You got us. We got you. We got you covered. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the Earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir ourselves, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends without a road.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time as we get ready to ignite the second stage. All right, thanks for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. That's right, we're here live in the Relaxing Comfort Studios. And by we, I mean me, Christopher Hart, along with Mike McBath. We got Nick LoCicero on the bridge. The number is 407-774-8255 as we come to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, and, of course, your Alexa devices. And don't let me forget to remind you that Relaxing Comfort's going to have a grand opening of their new location, which is right across the street from their old location in the Winter Park Village. We're going to be there for that grand opening later this month, at which time they are going to give away to one of our listeners or somebody who's going to be there that night a free massage chair.
I know you're talking big bucks.
Yes, sir.
That's a nice hit.
You'll want to go by Relaxing Comfort in Windermere, Winter Park Village, or the Seminole Town Center to see what we're talking about and pre-register. That's Relax in Comfort. Okay, the Falcon Heavy rocket, as it was called today, did lift off in a very successful launch from Cape Canaveral over there. And I'm sure there's some heavy-duty partying going on right now in Titusville and Cocoa Beach.
I still can't get over Elon Musk when he got He got $5 billion, you know, from the U.S. government. Yeah. And look what he's doing. I think he shot up like a car or something that's supposed to circle, I don't know, the world or the earth or something for like 100 years. How about just give me back maybe $1 billion so we could apply it to our national debt, Elon? I mean, I don't understand when these companies hit the big time.
He is,
pay back, buddy.
Well, right now, he pretty much is the U.S. space program. But that's the Falcon X program. But anyway, it was a successful launch over there today. The stock market took off again.
Well, Chris, it was another fun day if you're on the believer of the upside. We actually ended up 570 points. We had a volatility in a range of 1,100 points, the second most volatile day point-wise, you know, in history. The good news was, or I should say the bad news was, the market opened up down 567. And then we closed very close to the top of the upside, you know, when we were up about 570. I think another confirming situation that there's nothing to get greatly panicked about is if you continue to watch the price of gold. We all know that gold is a flight to safety, and gold, they fell about $11. Doesn't seem like everybody's that concerned. Plus 80% of all the companies coming out with their earnings in the next, or now and in a few weeks, are pointing out that they're all on the positive side and above. Disney came out with their earnings today. Interesting, though. Did you know that their theme parks and resorts, the revenues were up 13%, and ESPN, they were flat, the negative. And for Nick, we got to let him know that they are going to add more Star Wars movies to their agenda, Nick, which is going to be big money. So
that makes Nick
a lot
happy.
Of positive things going on, you All know, right. with Disney.
All right. And once again, the market did do well today. Something that I found out this morning about the market yesterday, mm-hmm. which told me that this probably wasn't going to last long. And I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. It could be down another 1,000 tomorrow. It could be up another 500. Mm-hmm. Who knows? If you did know, then you could be a very rich man very quickly. Yeah. But anyway, the utilities got hit hard yesterday. Yeah. And that's another, normally that's a flight to safety stock.
They will go there. The only thing it might...
So people weren't going to the safety stocks or the gold.
Right.
Which told me they were just pulling out to look for another bargain and going to get right back in.
Right, they readjust their portfolio. They know, really, I mean, the damage of even yesterday, big deal. You're down maybe, you know, for the whole beginning of the year, down 1% or 1.5%. You know, because remember, the Dow right now is up for the year. So is the S&P. So no one really suffered major damage. So maybe it was an opportunity for you and me to, like Apple, what I think it was up like 5-6 points today. You know, not that I'm a big fan, but I'm just saying that, look at that. So it's really a chance to look at your portfolio, adjust it to what your personal needs are, and, you know, look at where the what's going to happen with all these tax cuts and everything else. We're headed into a great prosperous period.
Absolutely. Once again, the fundamentals, the market fundamentals, the economic fundamentals, mm-hmm. I'm saying, are very, very good and getting better. Okay. Meanwhile, the government is facing another shutdown Thursday night if they do not get another continuing resolution or, of course, the president's wanting a long-term resolution to this whole fiasco. But the deadline, once again, is Thursday night. The president said if the Democrats want to mess around and have a shutdown, well, let's have a shutdown.
We'll bring it on.
he said, I'd love to have a shutdown. I think he knows that the Democrats got spanked after the last one mm-hmm. and would probably get spanked again. They're working now to come up with, evidently, another continuing resolution, right. which would kick the can down the road again. But that may be where we're at until we can get some more help for the president and Congress. Meanwhile, right behind this deadline here in about a month is the deadline for DACA, which is March the 5th. Mm-hmm. And the White House is now coming out saying the Chief of Staff, John Kelly, General Kelly, came out today and made some remarks that got some attention. For one, he said the president may not legally be able to extend DACA since the program was set up illegally to begin with.
See, that's great, Chris. You know, and imagine the pressure.
Talk about putting pressure, right?
I know. He can exert. And like the day when he referenced again that NFL player that was sadly.
You're talking about the president.
Yeah.
But in a tweet, he mentioned Edwin Jackson.
Right.
Who was killed. The Uber driver, it turned
right.
out. He had hired an Uber driver because he told his driver he was feeling sick. So the driver pulls over the car so he can, I guess, mm-hmm. puke. Outside the car, mm-hmm. and then they were run into by this truck driven by this illegal, twice-deported Guatemalan,
right.
driving with no license, evidently drunk.
Really and drunk. His numbers were sky high.
Yeah, like three yeah. times the legal limit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the president mentioned that today. General Kelly talked today in a press conference, mentioned, you know, as far as the DACA goes, they actually have 680,000 official DACA registrants. Mm-hmm. Those are the people who signed up, mm-hmm. okay? And he was making the point that the president's offer of some sort of legalization for 1.8 million is more than reasonable.
Yeah, it's so generous of him.
Exactly.
And I think the Democrats are really, like, with this recent publicity and everything, you're really putting yourself in the corner because he could say, just like we said, let it expire.
And
that's it. You didn't help.
And when asked why the number of registrants was low, General Kelly said, in essence, some of them were probably too lazy to get off of their
you know what,
their butts. But he used the A word to go out and register.
He's rather direct. Remember the other day when he told them, go to you know where?
Yeah. So General Kelly is a no-nonsense guy. He's the perfect chief of staff for President Trump. Of course, that's getting a lot of attention, the lazy remark.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, his point was that the president's offer is more than reasonable. Meanwhile, John McCain, along with Senator Coons, Democrat from, I forget where he's from anyway, Senator Coons, Democrat, and John McCain came up with their own DACA restoration plan, which is basically going to give DACA citizenship and no wall, don't do anything about lottery migration and don't do anything right. about chain migration.
This was so pathetic. I can't even believe anybody would accept even listening to this when you look at where we've been, what we want, and for him. John, stay out of it, man. You're not in good health. You need to stay back in Arizona.
Well, that was, you know, the White House said that. That's a non-starter.
Made me sick when I read it.
But nonetheless, these two deadlines are looming. Mm-hmm. I would imagine we're going to get another continuing resolution tomorrow for who knows how many weeks. Probably maybe tied to the DACA date. Mm-hmm. We shall see. But that is March 5th. And once again, the White House is today indicating that they are not in a position, even if they wanted to extend the deadline.
I think it's great by constantly making notice of this so all these young kids understand who the problem is, how generous the president has been compared to the past president, the Brockster, right?
Exactly. Exactly. This would be a good time to take a break. Because I want to change the subject. Did you happen to see Carter Page?
Yes, I did.
On Laura Ingraham last night?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that interview. And by the way, if you ever want to watch how not to do an interview, watch that interview. Laura Ingraham's interview style is much like Sean Hannity's, mm-hmm. and that is to do most of the talking. But anyway, we'll get into.
If you're under investigation or something, maybe you better just not say anything.
Well, I can. Well,
no. Yes.
Carter
no.
Page. Reminded me of some people that I've known in my life that can talk a good game and they use big mm-hmm. words and everything mm-hmm. and they sound like they know what they're talking about, but by the time they get done you ask yourself,
what did he say?
What were they talking about?
And amazing is the guy has a PhD. He's an Annapolis grad. I mean, his academic credentials are absolutely impeccable
and made a lot of money in the energy market.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Go Carter Page.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499, jerrysmb.com.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown starting as far back as Lake Monroe and they continue westbound. You have a little bit of relief in between, but the solid congestion started about Maitland all the way to about Celebration. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about Pine Hills. The 408 westbound is congested until right about Gotha. The 408 eastbound is fairly clear right now. The ramps leading to it, though, are fairly congested. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
So, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, the American Adversaries. Okay, Carter Page was on Laura Ingraham's show on Fox last night. Exclusive interview.
Mm-hmm.
And after it was over, I don't think anybody knew anything more than they did before it started, which...
Maybe that's the best type of interview, you know?
I think we found out a little bit about mm-hmm. Carter Page.
Mm-hmm.
And no way this guy could be a spy, right?
I mean, I think anybody
either
talked
that or he's
to
got
Russia.
The greatest cover ever I've yeah. seen, right? Yeah. I mean, he's just kind of a goofy guy.
Mm-hmm.
Laura would ask him a couple of questions, and he would kind of go off on tangents. But the bottom line is Carter Page, as Mike said, he's a PhD. He's a very smart guy. He made a lot of money in the energy industry, and evidently a Russian oligarch wanted to buy some of his holdings.
Just imagine they're heavily in energy.
Right, exactly.
Right. Very
right.
Understanding.
And this is how they got, how he mm-hmm. got on the radar, you might say. And he also, at some point... the rumor was he had been offered over $1 billion stake in one of the major Russian oil companies,
mm-hmm.
right? Which for getting sanctions lifted against Russia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he was never in any position to do anything like that. And it would be hard to believe that the Russians would give him that big of a stake to begin with.
I know.
Right?
$1 billion.
What you get the picture of here is that, as in the case of George Papadopoulos, a lot of big talk, but not really. These guys just aren't.
Right.
They're not spy quality stuff. I mean, if you're a KGB agent and you bring these guys in, your spy master is going to look at you and go,
"What?
Can't you do any better than this, son?"
That's it.
And I don't mean to disparage mm-hmm. the man. Obviously, he's done very well in life. I'm just simply trying to point out that to think that there was any serious spy craft going on here, you got to be a real, shall we say, zealot. In thinking that
again,
any communications between Americans and Russians amounts to spying activity.
I mean, they were probably desperately trying to find somebody that they could tie into, you know, their program of trying to, you know, embarrass Trump, and they just probably tried to, you know, dig up anybody they could with any type of great credentials, and then, okay, here's one, here's another.
And then there was the June, I think it was, 2016 trip to Moscow,
mm-hmm.
Where he spoke over there, and there were other speakers over there on energy topics and of the like, and that was about it. And
that's a valid trip.
Right, yeah. And his associations with the Trump administration were very loose, President Trump did throw his name around once or twice as a foreign policy advisor, mainly, to be quite frank with you, because he had nobody else's name to throw around other than Mike Flynn's.
And maybe contributions because Carter's a very wealthy guy, too,
I don't think there was anything of that going on. There's been no evidence to show that was going on. Carter just wanted to get in on the hot thing and thought he had something to offer, but... once again, there was nothing nefarious there, nothing criminal, no spy activity, you know, just sort of a goofy guy and who'd made it big in life, and people were coming after him because he'd made it big in life and they wanted what he had. Meanwhile, the witch hunt goes on, the memo mania goes on. As we told you last night, the House committee voted to release the Democrat version, their rebuttal, the refutation, if you will, of the Republican memo. The Democrat memo is like, I think, 10 or 12 pages, mm-hmm. and it is now at the White House. Evidently, word has leaked out that in the Democrat memo, it is heavy with names and techniques. In other words, the proverbial sources and methods.
Mm-hmm.
And the speculation is that Shifty Adam Schiff purposely loaded it up that way, hoping that the White House would either refuse to release it altogether, or if they do release it, that it'll have a bunch of redactions in it, and then he'll be able to, you know, scream about that and make, you know, much ado out of that nothing. We shall see. If I was the White House, I'd release it as is. I would release it as is. I'd say, if you want to play this game, partner, we'll play this game, partner. And I'm here to tell you, do you think for a minute that the Russians don't already know our methods and probably most of our sources?
They did a pretty good job.
The people who don't know our sources and methods are the American public. You know, we're the last to know, right? It's like they're really hiding it from us, not from their adversaries.
No, I think
the Russians are a lot smarter than that.
The amazing thing is the media is so hung up on this. I just wonder how many people go to work each day are more interested in their increase in their paycheck, their 401ks, and their job opportunities than this memo, in all seriousness.
Well, let's just put it this way. I think that they're interested in the sense that the guy who's getting them those extra things in their paychecks
is under attack.
Right.
I agree in that aspect.
Okay. So once again, it is the power of the memo. The power of the memo, the original memo, is that it showed that there was some hijinks going on, some shenanigans going on, and that Trump is the focus, the target, I should say, of it. And, if you don't like the guy or don't care about the guy, it's no big deal. But if you're suddenly starting to kind of warm up to the guy, it becomes a bit of an issue with you.
And you find out what they've done.
Right. And there are more memos kind of come out, once again, involving the State Department. You heard Abe talking about state and IRS.
That was very interesting in that relationship.
How about that, you see? So, and this is the kind of thing that the memo is indicative of. So, and there's another thing. And I brought this out on the show Sunday night. And it's about our DNA. Our DNA as Americans is to be basically distrustful of government. And it's because most of our ancestors, or many of us, came here because we were being, or our ancestors were being persecuted or oppressed by
government.
Exactly. Right. So this is, once again, it's Trump's instincts are so in tune with what America is and is all about. And all these other Ahabs are just so lost. All right, anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk about Andrew McCabe and what he was sitting on. Yes, what he was sitting on. And it has something to do with Anthony Weiner.
Ooh.
You're going to have to stick around for that one.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. SpaceX's big new rocket blasted off Tuesday on its first test flight, carrying a red sports car aiming for an endless road trip past Mars. The Falcon Heavy rose from the same launch pad used by NASA nearly 50 years ago to send men to the moon. With liftoff, the Heavy becomes the most powerful rocket in use today, doubling the liftoff punch of its closest competitor. The three boosters and 27 engines roared to life at Kennedy Space Center as thousands watched from surrounding beaches, bridges, and roads, jamming the highways in scenes unmatched since NASA's last space shuttle flight. U.S. stocks rallied Tuesday as a late surge helped them regain almost half their losses from the day before, when they had their biggest plunge in 6.5 years. That came after an end of heavy trading and huge swings for the market. More details available at srnnews.com.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress, and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, You're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals. Like Bahama Cruises from $229 per person. How about an Alaska 7-night cruise starting at $599 per person? Caribbean 7-night cruises are starting at $349 per person. Receive free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterway River cruises. Special savings on all-inclusive packages to the Dominican Republic and Mexico. Up to 65% off Sandals and Beaches Resorts, plus additional offers. Receive 2-for-1 savings with kids sale for free on MSC Divina and Seaside. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Oh, yeah. Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
Oh, yes, this is B, Brian Blair, the Killer Bee, and I'm tired of those sticky liberal lies. That's why I tune in to the American Adversaries, where you get nothing but the truth. So don't get stung. Listen to AM 660, The Answer.
Okay, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you are listening to the American Adversaries. I am Christopher Hart, along with Mike McBath and Nick on the Bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. Was going to have a big announcement for you tonight, but we're going to postpone it, and we'll give you an update on it Thursday night. Randy Ross is going to be on the show Thursday night, and it involves Randy and the Trump 2020 Club and the American Adversaries Radio Show. Okay, so Randy actually was at a workshop today, and I don't want to step on it, so I'll let him tell you what he wants to tell you about his workshop, but it was down in the Palm Beach area. Tune in every night, of course, but especially Thursday night, and here is some good news, real good news.
You know, I was talking with that fellow that's running for the sheriff's department, you know, and he knows Randy. And
yeah, he's talking about Spike.
Yeah, Spike, that's exactly right.
Old Spike, yeah.
Yeah, he's an interesting young man.
Absolutely. All right. Hope he's out there listening. How you doing, Spike? Anyway, thanks for tuning in tonight. We really do appreciate it. Okay, we were talking about the memos going back and forth. I'm sure we're going to see the Democrat memo. I hope we see it in its entirety. We shall see. And that this is going to continue. And I've talked about this now for a couple of Sunday nights in a row. The people at the FBI, the NSA, CIA, Justice Department, they don't like exposure, right?
Right.
And the longer this stuff goes on, the more exposure they're going to be exposed to, you might say, right? And so I got to think that the more that comes out, the greater the pressure is going to be to stop it.
Yeah,
that's going to go to Herr Mueller as well.
Yeah, I mean, you got to envision, which I always think of the average guy, again, walking down the street, like, I wonder how many people are going to be excited, except for the wonks, you know, about this memo. How exciting will it really be? Probably not. I don't think there'll be much detailed in there that will tarnish Trump to any great extent.
No, not the Democrat one.
Right, that's
but
what I'm
like
saying.
I said, the power of the Republican one is it cuts against the grain of what we have in our DNA, and our DNA is mistrust of government.
And it's invalidating even this one come out. I mean, in other words, do I think that this is going to be loaded with truth? No, it's not in any way, and I don't think many Americans do.
No. So, once again, I believe that, obviously, the more the revelations come out, the better it is for President Trump, and the greater it builds the pressure to end this so that more revelations don't come out. I guarantee you there's people right now in Washington, D.C., in some bar up there, drinking, talking to people, how can we stop all this?
No, I'm sure the Democrats, you know, we got to get out of this, man. This is getting worse and worse and worse, and it's compounding itself. We're getting more people pulled. Wait till they get into the Secretary of State and that group. I can't wait.
And you're talking Democrats, and that's very valid. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the FBI and the intelligence communities.
Yeah,
they operate in the dark. Mm-hmm. They don't like light, okay, unless they're the ones shining it.
Right.
You see? And in this case, they're not the ones shining it. It's being shown on them. They're not used to it. They don't like it, and they're going to want to stop it. And at the end of the day, stopping it will mean shutting Mueller down.
Yep.
Because the more he pushes, the more there's going to be pushback.
Do you think Mueller realizes this now? I would think, though, a logical, thoughtful individual, which I would hope he would be, would go, you know what, this has gone far enough. We just got to bring this to a close.
I would hope so. Now, I think his final act, so to speak, in terms of the investigation, is to interview, interrogate, question President Trump. President Trump's lawyers are resisting, and rightfully so. There was a big New York Times story today, headline story, making Trump out to be, you know, running away.
Oh, please.
You know, the liberal media making him out, calling him afraid and all of this stuff. No, his lawyers are being very smart. They don't want him to get railroaded. And by the way, there is a precedent that has already been set for a special counsel to question a president. It happened in the Iran-Contra thing with Ronald Reagan. And that what they did was they submitted written questions and he submitted written responses. So there is already a precedent, and that's what the president's, Trump's lawyers are angling for.
Don't you think? I think that would be the best way for him to respond, thinking about how verbal he is. He might just go, you know, start answering these things and go deeper and deeper and deeper. Sir, you got to stop talking.
You know, there is that, but there's also the fact the man's already been party to some 500 or 600 lawsuits. He's been deposed.
Yeah, he's been through it. He must know what he's doing.
Right. Now, this is a different level, and the stakes are much higher, but obviously the good legal advice is not to. Now, Mueller cannot compel him to answer an interview, but he can have his grand jury subpoena him to testify in front of the grand jury, at which point he would have to show up, but he would not have to testify. He could easily take the Fifth Amendment. Now, up until now, taking the Fifth Amendment probably would have been pretty bad politically speaking. But now that the tide is turning and the power of the memo, he could walk in there and take the Fifth Amendment and still come out politically sound.
Because I don't think it would affect at all what the general Americans who like Trump would think at all.
And the power of the memo is it's cutting into the credibility of these witch hunters. Yep. You see? So all of this is playing out nicely for the president at the moment. And then there's Andrew McCabe. And we all know Andrew McCabe. He just had to step down. By the way, there have been six a high-level FBI agents/personnel.
Now, he's on vacation now, right, Chris?
He's
leading
gone.
Into his retirement.
He's one of six who has either resigned or been reassigned since all of this came out. Okay? It turns out that Andrew McCabe, now this came out in, Lanny Davis has written a new book. You remember Lanny Davis?
Oh, very much so, the Clinton.
Right. All right. He has written a new book, and it's about how the presidency was taken away from Hillary. And his focus of the book is to blame primarily James Comey, but also Andrew McCabe. He blames James Comey, you know, for, you know,
the announcement within a week or so. Right.
And the reason that he blames McCabe is, if you remember, that announcement was because they had just found, supposedly had just found, what was a couple of thousand emails on Andrew Weiner's laptop because of his investigating him for child porn or whatever it was, right? Mm-hmm. And exposing himself to a kid. So, which he's in prison for right now. Thank you very much, old Carlos Danger. But so it turns out, see, the story was at that time, Comey came out and said, we just found these. You know, we don't know what's in them, but we thought everybody should know. And then 2 days later, he says there was nothing there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
McCabe had those emails for a month. And Lanny Davis's argument is McCabe screwed Hillary because he held them until
he
a few days.
Should have brought them out before. Yeah.
Well, why do you think McCabe? See, Lanny Davis's argument is McCabe held them in order to screw Hillary Clinton. Now, think about this. Mm-hmm. This is the same Hillary Clinton that made sure that Andrew McCabe's wife got $500,000 or $700,000. Right. Mm-hmm. So do you think that he would do that to her? Be kind of stupid, wouldn't it?
No, I don't think so.
Especially if you think she's going to become president of the United States.
Favors.
The reason he sat on them for a month is because he was trying to hide them until after the election. Someone else found out in the media.
Now
and
his
the story
hand is
was
forced.
Right.
Right.
So he had to turn them over. Right? Probably the media probably found out from some other investigator in the FBI who realized that because they had been the ones who found the emails and had given them to Andrew McCabe and had realized that he had done nothing with them.
Again, just think of the people when they go out, in all seriousness, they go out for dinner, out the happy hour in Washington. Boy, you better keep your mouth shut.
Well,
because imagine what circulates.
So Lanny Davis's argument is it is absurd to think that Trump's argument that the FBI was working to get rid, not allow him to be elected, and now getting rid of him is absurd because the FBI, in fact, was working to get him elected and to defeat Hillary Clinton.
Two sides to every story. Oh, boy.
But it's good in this sense. Who's he blaming? Who's Lanny Davis blaming? I just told you.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about Hillary.
No, who did Lanny Davis blame for costing Hillary the election? I just told you. He's blaming the FBI.
Right.
He blamed Comey and McCabe. Who is Trump blaming? Comey, McCabe, et al. So now you have major party figures from both parties blaming the same entity. And it doesn't matter a damn why they're blaming them. They are both now cutting into the FBI's credibility, the FBI's corruptness. You see, they're both bringing attention to the FBI. The FBI can't stand. So something's going to come of it.
Yeah, I'm saying
so
the pot's going
to blow. Odd sort of way, this helps Trump. Doesn't do Hillary any good,
yeah,
right? But it helps Trump because he's once again questioning the motives of the FBI. And that's the whole purpose of the memo that came out Friday. This is beautiful. It's beautiful. He's trying to say that Trump's a nut, but in fact, he's underpinning Trump's whole argument, and that is that there was corruption, there was hanky-panky going on over to the FBI.
What an evil web we weave, right? I mean, is that ever appropriate for this whole?
It's beautiful stuff, isn't it? It's just awesome. Anyway, we'll keep you up to date on this as it goes forward and help to sort it out. And so right now we're on the memo refutation memo watch. And when it comes out, we'll get our hands on it. We'll put it on our Facebook page.
When do we expect this to be coming out,
The one, the Democrat memo that's in the White House's hands now, I would suspect tomorrow or the next day at the latest. As soon as it does come out, we'll put it up on our Facebook page. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. For you to read it for yourself, and of course I'll get my hands on it and we'll go over it. So That's the memo update for tonight. Tonight's memo,
there you
might
go.
Say. All right. And by the way, that once again is American Adversaries on Facebook, and you can follow me on Twitter. That's at Chris Hart Radio on Twitter. And you can follow Abe Katzman. I had a question about that, at Abe Katzman. He's not real active on Twitter, but maybe if a lot of us follow him, he'll get active on Twitter. That's at Abe Katzman with an S on Twitter. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com, DinoRentosStudios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save guard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Okay, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for tuning in. Once again, the movie 12 Strong is still in theaters this week. And if you haven't had a chance to go out and see it, maybe you should. Mike, you saw it the other day.
Yeah, I thought it was, you know, I'm like an action film type guy, and it was absolutely terrific. But also, just the way that they proceeded, you know, the valor of these men. And, you know, obviously, hopefully, this is very true to what took place. Absolutely outstanding. And then, you know, there was horses involved. And,
you must have loved that.
Oh,
Carmen
must
have loved that.
But I was sort of amazed how they used them and implemented them. And, again, if that's true, I mean, what heroes?
What absolute
heroes.
And it's my understanding that they did not have experience riding horses.
And I see, that's what I'm saying is, that, you know, one scene, like there's tanks and everything firing, and these horses come charging in. And I'm thinking, well, I don't know if my horses can do
that. Against tanks?
Well, they're coming right in. You know, there's soldiers on the ground. And I mean, the firing of, I mean, I don't know how you survive a firefight like that. There's just massive, you know, firing everywhere. And but it was a very good film, and you know I would suggest it to everybody.
Okay, once again, that is the movie.
It's good to see a clean cut American film. You know?
12 Strong, which is in theaters right now. So please do get out and see that. And once again, if you like plays and musicals, The Hunchback of Notre Dame is going on this week, Thursday and Friday night, over at Northland Church there on Dog Track Road. And tickets start at $10. You can get them at cfcarts.com. That's cfcarts.com. You can try to get them the night of, but these productions are almost always sellouts.
Yeah. And they do a very professional job. Yeah. A lot of these groups do. I mean, really good.
And it'll be a full orchestra and a choir. Our own Marilee of Vacation Travel Planners will be singing in the choir. Listen for her voice. And, of course, it'll be an excellent production. They've got a great facility there. That's cfcarts.com. This Thursday and Friday, The Hunchback of Notre Dame. And please do take advantage of that as well. The president last night when he spoke in, he was in Cincinnati, I think, wasn't he?
Yep.
He spoke in a manufacturing plant there, I believe, And he was speaking about the Democrats and how they didn't want a DACA deal and they're stalling. And somebody in the crowd evidently yelled out treason or treasonous. And the president, you know, as he is, he took he's off on it. He said, somebody yelled, somebody said treasonous. Are they being treasonous? I guess we can call them treasonous. Why don't we?
just shut off the hip, you know. Nothing meant serious.
And of course, the media and others are having a fit over it. And, of course, they're the first ones to call him, say he's committed treason.
I mean, think of what they've called him, how they could ever respond, but they do. They do.
Indeed, they
but
do.
But that's why he does those. He knew that they were going to jump on that.
Right. And obviously, he was just shooting from the cuff. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't, you know, seriously saying these people are treasonous.
Yeah, we're going to take them out back, right?
You know, okay. And try them and execute them.
Isn't that ridiculous? Like, we think he would do something
but
like that.
But he was using the word to make his point. Mm-hmm. And this is why he's so brilliant of a communicator. And that point is the Democrats care more about something other than America.
Right.
Now, we can argue about what it is. You know, themselves, the Democrat Party, illegal aliens, or whatever. But obviously, and this was the point that he was making about them sitting through the State of the Union address. You know, they're showing, they're demonstrating where their loyalties lie and where their loyalties do not lie.
I mean, just the fact that the black congressmen just sat on their hands while they're talking about what a great job was done with black unemployment, Hispanic unemployment.
Did you notice, though, there was one guy there clapping. Yeah, he didn't stand up.
Yeah,
but you
got
to wonder what's happened to him
but
since
you know
then.
What? He was probably the one good guy that realized, you know what, we finally found a man that has helped us over all these years. And it was nice to see, I guess, a half a guy do that.
But once
not very
again,
good.
The president is not one to back down. He's one to accept a challenge. If you want to challenge him, right, he's going to take it, and he's going to give it to you in a way that is going to mean something, and that's what he's doing. And so he's kind of like rubbing the Democrats' face in it, and he made it very clear today that if they want to shut the government down again, let's go, let's do it.
And I like the fact he wasn't responding all over the place about the market, other than, you know, markets have corrections and no big deal. And that's how it should be taken. No big deal.
Yeah.
Onwards and upwards.
Absolutely. Onwards and upwards. Mm-hmm. And once again, the deadline for another government shutdown, if there is to be one, would be Thursday evening. The 8th is the deadline for, and it looks like they're working on another continuing resolution. Probably the sticking point is how long.
What's amazing, Chris, there's a number of states that, you know, must balance their budget.
Right.
You know, and including, they do,
right,
obviously.
Including Florida.
Why can't we ever get this done?
There are certain arguments against the balanced budget agreement.
I understand. If you go into a recession, you've got to, you know, hopefully spend a little bit more. But, boy, I mean, this thing, what a nightmare.
Yeah. But the budget is going to be the next 24 to 48 hours going to be the topic de jour, probably in Washington, D.C., other than this Democrat memo, which is on the verge, I'm pretty sure, of being released by the White House. And I hope they release it as is written.
You know,
is written.
We haven't talked about the Olympics.
Well, they start.
You know, they start real soon. They said it was like minus two today.
2 degrees.
Boy, that'd be a lot of fun over
Pyongyang.
There.
So, yeah, they officially kick off Thursday with the first events, and I think the opening ceremony is Friday
night.
It's
absolutely fun watching that. I mean, I love downhill skiing, and, you know, you watch all, you know, the ice skating. It's terrific.
Yeah, and Vice President Pence is on his way there to represent the United States. And North Koreans and the South Koreans, I guess there was some dispute as to whether they would appear together. I think it's now back on. They are going to appear
together.
They're going
to be in a hockey team or something?
So we shall see what comes of that, if anything really does come of that.
Isn't the Jamaican jump team? I think they have a team come.
Bobsled team. They now have a women's Jamaican bobsled team.
But you know what? If they're sprinters, you know,
why
with
not?
A little bit of weight, they could very well compete in that.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I believe it was Jeff Bodine of NASCAR who was building bobsleds for a while, and he built them, I think, one.
You remember I don't know how long ago it was, but the jumper from, was it England or something? You know,
the ski jumper.
Down the ramp.
Yeah,
and, oh, man.
Yeah.
Eddie, I think his name was.
Eddie something. Yep. That's right. It was.
That was hilarious.
It was. I want to take another couple of minutes here at the end of the show once again to bring up something that I mentioned earlier in the show. Some friends of mine, the Kebbles, from here in Winter Park, are facing perhaps a family tragedy tonight. Julia Kebble has gone missing in Los Angeles area. Julia is the sister of Ariel Kebble and Christian Kebble, and I knew those kids when they were going to high school here, and used to see them very regularly. They're this great family. Good. Ariel Kebble has been on numerous television productions, and she's now in the 50 Shades Freed movie, which is getting ready to come out. And she has put out on her social network that her sister Julia went missing the evening of January 31st. At 11 o'clock at night, she was out walking her dog, and that was the last anyone has seen of her. So I know that's way out there, and we can't go looking literally, but what we can do is pray. So I'm asking you tonight to pray for the Kebble family, and that Julia Kebble in particular is found. And hopefully won't be a tragedy, but this is the way these things happen. She's only 36, 5 feet, 3 inches, and 105 pounds. And she had
hard to defend yourself when you're that size.
Yeah, and she and her dog are missing, and that's not a good sign.
No, that is not.
So please keep them in your prayers that Julia Kebble is found, hopefully safe and sound. And, of course, pray for her family. And her mom has been on the show, as a matter of fact.
Does this girl update her every day?
Well, this was just put out today. Oh, the law enforcement agencies have now gone public with this.
Right.
And so they're looking for her in Los Angeles County, Los Angeles, California area, Silver Lake area of Los Angeles. But once again, this is a tragedy hitting close to home because they are Winter Park family and friends of mine. So I haven't seen them for years, but I like to think we're still friends. We didn't part on
anybody's bad. Tragedy is something that's important.
Right. I mean, our lives just kind of went in different directions. And Julia Kebble is missing. And so please pray for her tonight. All right, Larry Elder follows us here in just a couple of minutes, so stick around for that. Of course, I'll be back tomorrow night. Mike won't be back until next week. He's going to go do some union boss business.
A little golfing with it?
Is that it?
Yeah.
That kind of union boss business.
Yeah, that's the more fun side of the business.
All right, well, tell him like it is, and like we do it around here. And once again, thank you folks so very much for tuning in tonight. You can follow us on Facebook. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter, at Chris Hart Radio on Twitter. You can also go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, and become a member of the American Adversaries Army. And we do so very much appreciate it when we do get new members. And, of course, all the old members and every one of you. We appreciate all of you. That's going to do it for tonight, everybody.